guess I'm on now. It deals with funding for the local government technology transfer service, which is was set up back in about 1980, early 1990s. It's operated by the South Dakota State University, South Dakota School of Mines, and DOT. And what it does is provides training to highway workers, local government highway workers, and also DOT highway workers. It's basically the only training that's available for the highway maintenance workers of the counties, townships, and cities. Currently, it's funded by a combination of funds. There's a federal grant for the specific purpose that funds 50% of it. The match is provided by DOT puts in in-kind match, South Dakota State, and the School of Mines. The rest of it's matched out of the local government road and bridge fund. And back in 1991, I guess, was when it was set up that the funding from the local government road and bridge fund would be available to match the federal funds. Currently, the amount of local government road and bridge funds that can be used is 3/4 of 1% up to a maximum of $91,000. When T21 passed, the funding for the technology training increased, as did the funding for construction. The training needs are there for additional training. We need additional money to match those federal funds. So what this bill does, we're proposing to reduce the percentage down to 0.5%. It's currently 3/4. Reduce the percentage, but take off the $91,000 cap. Currently, going into the local government road and bridge fund, that's where the license plate fees go. It's about $30 million a year, so 0.5% would raise up to $150,000. And we're capped at 91 now, which would allow us to fully match the federal funds through the life of T21, which is 2003 or something like that. The South Dakota Association of County Commissioners adopted a resolution in support of this bill, as did the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships and South Dakota Municipal League. The funds for the local government road and bridge fund go to those three entities, the local governments, the counties, townships, and cities. Since all three of our organizations are supporting this, I would believe that it should be non-controversial. The funds are appropriated to the Secretary of Transportation, who has the responsibility for managing the funds. Any funds not expended by the end of the fiscal year revert back to the local government road and bridge fund. There's also an advisory group that oversees the operation of this and approves their budget. So I'm one member of the advisory group. So and there are like 10 or 12 members that represent local governments, DOT. So I think that the budget has to be approved by that advisory group, and then it has to be approved by the Secretary of Transportation. So I think the money will be spent wisely. It will allow us to fully match the federal funds for training. Just as an example, in 1999, there were 73 training sessions were held under this program. It was a combination of workshops and also on-the-job type training, where they go right out to the field and have a group of counties and cities come in, and they provide the training on the job. There were 73 sessions held. DOT had 466 people trained. The local governments had 1,500, for total almost 2,000 highway maintenance workers received training. The types of training they receive is in it's a wide variety of activities, which is involved in highway maintenance plus safety training. I'll run through three or four of them here. There was a course on back injury prevention, asphalt surface treatment, pesticide certification, CPR, flagger certification, joint sealing, dust control, gravel maintenance, just those type of training activities, which are conducted in the field every day, and think that this funding is important so we can continue that training, and I would ask your approval of the bill.
Okay. Questions of Mr. Howard? Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dick, do you use all the funds that are available at this point, or do you typically have very large reversions?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Senator Dietrich, the $91,000 has been fully utilized, particularly since T21 passed in 1997 because of the increase in federal funds. So the $91,000 has been fully utilized. The increase up to $150,000, I think the estimate for the federal funding that comes from T21 is contained in its handout. This year it'll be $110,000, and it's expected to go up to $140,000 by 3 years from now. So we won't fully use $150,000 immediately, but it would allow us to match it in the future.
Thank you. Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Howard, with this type of training that you're talking about, CPR and flagger and back injury, how many total employees are we talking about in the DOT, local government, county, cities that are up for potential training?
I guess I can't speak for DOT anymore.
In the ballpark.
But the counties probably average a crew of like 4 or 5 people. So there would be 300 plus county people. 5,600. Okay, so it's about 5,600 people that would be eligible for this training.
Mr. Chairman,
you may continue.
With that many people that you're training, Mr. Howard, what the people that do the training, are they in-house people that you have? I mean, I would think with that amount of people, you would have an organization in-house that would cover all people.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Senator McCracken, that's DOT's role in this, is providing workshops and seminars through the training facilities that DOT has through the Bureau of Personnel. For some of the other stuff that the training is provided, there is a staff person at SDSU that manages the program, basically. There are 2 field people that go out and conduct the training. There's 1 field person in Rapid City that conducts it. So it's the workshops are basically sponsored by DOT through their training activities. That's their contribution to the program. The seminars are put on by the people from SDSU or South Dakota State, or on certain specialty ones they bring in outside contractors. But the routine training, like the back injury and the safety, is basically provided by DOT through their training capabilities.
Thanks, Mr. Hart.
Any further questions? Senator Steggers.
Yeah, Mr. Howard, I think you mentioned that you had probably about $30 million in your fund, and that this money comes out of the $30 million. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Senator Steggers.
I don't know. I guess I was just wondering, for simplicity and elegance, what would you think about having that money actually coming from the Department of Transportation, which, I don't know, their budget, what is it, over $360 million? I haven't checked recently, but... Do you like that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Steggers, yeah, I'd love that.
Oh.
If DOT wanted to provide the training out of their funds,
yeah,
we would
simplify things a lot, I think. So, okay, thank you.
Further questions?
Mr. Chairman, the way it's administered is that the license plate fees are collected. The Department of Revenue ends up with most, well, with the local government road and bridge fund. They distribute that $91,000 or hopefully up to $150,000 directly off the local road and bridge fund, so it's not an administrative problem.
Mm-hmm. Senator McCracken.
Mr. Chairman, if I may. Mr. Howard, I have another question, if I may. All this money, you use all this money for hiring SDSU and University of South Dakota and outside facilitators to come in and do this?
Well, they do more than the training, but that's the major activity. They also... they operate as a technology transfer center, in that they have a library of publications that they send out to make available, send out to the highway workers. I mean, it's all related to either training or getting information to the highway workers on what works and what doesn't work in highway maintenance.
One more follow-up, yes. Mr. Chairman. Yeah. One more question, Mr. Howard. In this technology library or whatever it is, who has that, DOT?
SDSU maintains that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Howard.
Any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Howard.
Thank you.
Are there any further proponents of Senate Bill 114?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Gail Brock, and I represent the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. As Mr. Howard said, our association did pass a resolution in support of this. We use the LTAP, is the acronym we use, Local Transportation Assistance Program, as much as we can. Every year, our annual meeting begins on Friday with a half-a-day session put on by the LTAP people for our local township people, and we invite the county people. That is probably about the only training our township supervisors get as far as road maintenance and so forth, and they are encouraged to invite their contractors, their motor grader operators, all of those. The association picks up all the costs for that and gets sponsors so that none of the money comes out of the LTAP for facilities, coffee, so forth. We do that. But every year when I talk to Mr. Scorseth, who is the person at SDSU that does the training for us, he says, are you sure you want this again? I said, yes, we want it again. And even this year with a storm, we had 35 people there. We put out a news release. We invite county highway superintendents to bring their crews. Our meetings move around the area, so we target different areas. In addition to that, although last year I didn't get it done, we have, as an association, sponsored workshops out in various counties with Ken. He would come and do what we call his road show, and then we would incorporate some other training for township personnel. It's very important to our local people. And basically what he deals with in our sessions is gravel and culverts. They also do this monthly newsletter that is really a good newsletter with a lot of information. Also sign manuals we have available from there, and we're hoping eventually that there will be some new ones. But it's a very important program to local governments for training.
Questions? Ms. Senator McCracken.
With this training that you're talking about, have you ever utilized online training, you know, via computer or this type of thing, testing, this sort of deal?
Senator, no, we have not, and there probably is some training out there, but when these people can come into a meeting and meet with Ken, and he has slides of the work he has done, he'll show a gravel road that has not been maintained properly versus one that has the crown and this type of thing, the way to install culverts. I'm not sure that would really take the place of that training that is provided through LTAP. It's something we could look at. Also realizing that our people are basically out in the country, and probably not all of our people have access to computers at this point.
Thank you. Any further questions? Thank you. Any other proponents of Senate Bill 114?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Dennis Langeth, and I'm the Deputy Secretary for the Department of Transportation. The department's very much in favor of this program. We feel it's a very worthwhile program. As you all know, as business people, that it's hard to keep people these days. Your turnovers in your companies and your businesses are at a higher level. You know, you don't have that 35-year person like you used to anymore to kind of be a mentor to your younger folks. So training is very, very important, and training is important up front. To where we can get our people out and running and educated on their jobs quite quickly. So the DOT is very much in favor of this process, and we think it's a good process. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Questions? Thank you, sir. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 114? Seeing none, are there any opponents of Senate Bill 114? Seeing none, I'll close it to committee discussion and disposition of the bill. Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to pass.
Do I have a second?
Second, Mr.
Second
Chairman.
By Senator Valesky. Any further discussion on Senate Bill 114? Hearing none, the Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albert.
Aye.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Hagan. McCracken.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye. Senate Bill 114 will go to the floor with a due pass motion.